You're listening to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Thursday.
Well, thank you. I think it's been a while since I've been here, but I can't quite remember. You've been gone. I've been gone.
Last week, we were out on location at St. Paul College Hill, and Anne-Marie came over and spent some time there, chatted there.
I was able to listen to that. I wasn't able to come and join you because I had a meeting that directly followed it, but I was glad Anne-Marie had a chance to come out there, and I was even able to listen to shortly then after Anne-Marie your time with Pastor David
Andrus.
Uh-huh. That's it, and had a chance to listen.
Isn't he
to that.
A hoot?
Yes, he is. He truly is. He really is.
He's fun to study with.
I actually knew him from Concordia St. Paul days when he was a student at Concordia.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
What interesting how all the different directions life takes us.
I loved studying with him. He's just a hoot to study with.
So, and if anybody could see him in person, you know, just the way that he handles himself is so incredible. So the last couple of times, Anne-Marie's been on the last couple of weeks, and she's talked about that gift of presence, and she's talked about that whole idea of giving of yourself, being the hands and feet of Christ, you know, in different ways. Of course, she's been advertising the event we have coming up this Monday night, mm-hmm. so I would be remiss in not reminding the listeners that Toast to Seniors happens at Schlafly Brewery Monday evening from 5 to 10. 25% of the proceeds, Schlafly will donate back to Richmond Terrace for proceeds for beer sales. Mm-hmm. We'll donate back to Richmond Terrace for benevolent care. So I want to be sure to remind listeners of that. Put that on your calendar. We hope to see mm-hmm. you there.
it is on our calendar.
Good. Excellent. But then I got to thinking about what other programs we have that benefit that gift of presence. And there's one that I think the listeners probably don't even know. Lutheran Senior Services is in partnership with clinical pastoral education. Mm-hmm. So on the campus at Laclede Groves, which is in Webster Groves, we have a clinical pastoral education program, CPE for short.
Sure.
And so within that program, it's Administrator Reverend Jeffrey Shear, and it is a certified program for training. So individuals come who want to have an intense training in, obviously, clinical pastoral education. That would imply that it's only pastors, but that's not mm-hmm. really true. It's anyone who would like to really have a training for formation, competence, and reflection are the three words that we use. But basically, it's in some very simplistic language, it's how to take that head knowledge of theology and marry it with your heart knowledge of compassion, how to listen, how to minister to someone when they are in that time of need. Mm-hmm. So clinical pastoral education has some folks who are pastors, seminary students coming over from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Some of them come and they're simply doing time. That makes sense. I forgot to finish my sentence. They're spending time in like a chaplaincy mm-hmm. in ministering to the needs of the older adults that live at perhaps Laclede Groves, Richmond Terrace, Merrimack Bluffs. Others are actually in there for classroom time. Mm-hmm. So we've had deaconess students come through. We've had folks who are in lay ministry, but it's a program. Mm-hmm. So it is a program that obviously has some cost involved and has some very intense learning. But the outcome of it is that many times that's the program out of which someone becomes a chaplain. Mm-hmm. So some of our own chaplains at Lutheran Senior Services have gone through the CPE program, but even more so, people come from internationally. People come from around the country. They may have residency here then in St. Louis. And so it's really a program because spiritual support is such an important part for what Lutheran Senior Services does, mm-hmm. such an important component that we really believe instead of just being faith-based, we want to be faith-inspired. It wasn't faith-based years ago. It's faith coming alive in action in so many ways today. And that's a way mm-hmm. that we can then equip others to take that same faith in action, whether they're ministering to older adults in other settings, whether they minister to folks in who are in the hospital, shut-ins in their congregation, younger folks who are grieving. So a lot of times it's also a help in counseling. And I did want to read a couple of comments from CPE alumni, CPE, who had shared. Here's one person writes, CPE helped me to be still and listen to people while they are talking and assess their spiritual needs. Here's another one. CPE has been an invaluable tool for me as a parish pastor. From my first day in the parish, the skills and tools that I learned through CPE have helped me to create, build, and maintain trusting relationships with my parishioners and staff, and have also been a tremendous aid in my pastoral counseling. And then just one more, another person writes, the CPE program always reminds me that what I have learned is helpful, and what I have to learn is wonderful. Thanks be to God. So if anyone is listening that really has a desire in their heart to learn a little bit more about this program, wants to be equipped with a way or a means to take that faith and bring it into action as we minister to people in need, they can certainly learn more about it. It is an accredited program through the Association for Clinical Pastoral Education, which is based in Decatur, Georgia, and has centers around the U.S. And so at Lickley Groves through Lutheran Senior Services is one of those centers. And they could certainly learn more by contacting Reverend Scheer directly. He could be contacted at 314-446-2343. I'll repeat that, 314-446-2343. Or they could go to lssliving.org, and along our left-hand bar, you'll see spiritual support. You click on spiritual support, and then you'll see two programs listed, pastoral care and clinical pastoral education. So if you click on the clinical pastoral education, it will also give you all of the information about the program, the fees, the units, how many hours it is, and all of that is much more than we can talk about in a few minutes.
What that means for Lutheran Senior Services to be a formation, an education site for clinical pastoral education, it just means that it's a comprehensive organization that meets these needs, that serves the spiritual needs as well as the whole person needs. For those who aren't familiar with CPE, clinical pastoral education, I've looked into this program as well, and just what's offered through this program at LSS is just outstanding. You don't find this anywhere.
No, you really don't. And you are absolutely correct. That is something that amazed me as I learned about it more. So many people think of a program like Lutheran Senior Services as we're only there to serve the people who come to us. And instead, this program is an example really of many people's dreams coming to be, that we want to equip people to go out beyond. So it really isn't about us. It's about this intense opportunity to really equip people to be the hands and feet of Christ. It's part of giving back to the larger church, to the church at large.
Maybe perhaps something comparable is when a doctor, when a physician is in a fellowship program and gets to study and work with some of the best in that field and get that really hands-on experience. This is someone who has some ministry experience, whether it's, as you mentioned, a pastor or another church worker or a lay person who wants to learn more in-depthly about caring for people. And what a great way to serve the fine folks at LSS as well.
Absolutely. And that is so well spoken. I wish I could have encapsulized that and taken what you just said and now write it down so we can promote CPE that way. But you are exactly right. And that hands-on is so very true. Of course, those folks who are involved are also working with our own chaplains. So they've got someone to work with them in a supervisory role, but they are ministering to our older adults daily.
And it's intense. I've looked into the program. Mm-hmm. It's a time intensive
program. It is.
Program.
I mean, I'm sitting here, I've got a printout of the brochure and I'm looking at it and I know that, for example, there's a single unit, 11 week, 45 to 50 hour per week program mm-hmm. offered each summer from June to mid-August. Then there's a residency program. This program's full length, 9 month, 3 unit program begins in early September. And the students receive a stipend through a grant from Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis and Lutheran Senior Services. So, yes, it's not just like, I think I'll just go take that class every Tuesday evening for a few weeks. This really does mm-hmm. Dig deep, but it digs deep and it equips you at that same time. Because when you really think about it, when someone really is at that point of need, we want for someone to truly know how to listen. In fact, that's just a lead into my devotional thought very quickly. There was a story that I ran across. Do not know if it is true or not, because you never know if what's on the internet is true. But I thought it was fascinating. It says that Franklin D. Roosevelt decided one time in one of his presidential receptions that he wanted to see whether or not people were truly listening. So he got tired of smiling and just shaking his hand and saying the same thing. So instead, as people came through or he met people, he would give his big smile, he'd extend his hand, and he would say to them, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." And most of the people were responding with, "Keep up the good work," and "How wonderful," until one foreign diplomat whispered to him, "Well, I'm sure she had it coming." So that one person actually did listen to what he had to say. And when I think about that, you think about how many times do we take our daily conversations with people? Let's say you run across a coworker or a family member that looks very downcast and you say, what's wrong? They pour out their heart to you. And then how often do we turn it into us? Oh, I know exactly how you feel. And then we turn it into something about us. Well, tying together that whole thought of CPE and that training and into our daily lives, while we maybe have not had that training in CPE, we really are reminded when we read the Apostle Paul saying, "Love one another." And you think about when Christ says, "Love each other as I have loved you." You think of love one another. We're really talking about a sacrificial kind of love that gives up our own need to be heard and instead truly listens. When I was a preschool teacher, I remember one of my parents coming and saying that they'd had a conversation with their child and they were fixing dinner. She was fixing dinner and her daughter was trying to have her talk to her. And she said, "Well, honey, I'm listening." And her daughter said, "No, I need you to listen to me with your eyes, not just your ears." So that's a reminder to all of us out of the mouths of babes that we need to stop what we're doing when someone comes to us and truly be that listening ear. After all, isn't that what God does for us when we come to Him in prayer? So those are my thoughts for this morning.
Well, thanks, Jane. And thanks for sharing about CPE at Lutheran Senior Services. You can find out more at lssliving.org. Always great to chat with you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.